Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Walter writes, I read a story about a teenager who ran up a $2,000 phone bill because they thought they were using Wi-Fi, but they were actually on the cell phone network.
Whew.
I didn't catch the whole story, but I know it had something to do with iPhones. Do you know what's going on here?
Oh yeah, we heard that story too. Apparently the kid thought he was going to get killed by his dad when they got the bill.
I don't blame him. If I got a $2,000 phone bill, I'd probably want to kill somebody too.
Yeah, well, it wasn't entirely the kid's fault. There's a new feature that came with iOS 9 called Wi-Fi Assist that was at least partly responsible.
Okay, so what does Wi-Fi Assist do?
Well, it makes sure that you have a solid data connection, even if your Wi-Fi connection is really weak.
Oh, okay. So if you're in a part of the house that's far away from the router, it will switch over to 4G cellular data?
Exactly. Which, if you're someone like me with an unlimited data plan, it's fantastic. My iPhone automatically figures out which way I can get my Netflix and YouTube videos faster, and I don't have to fiddle with the settings.
But if your data plan isn't so unlimited, I'll bet you can run up a bill pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a data cap and you're not paying attention to how much data you're using, you can run up your phone bill really fast. But we have already talked about that twice on this show, so let's not beat a dead horse here.
Actually, that's three times, Ray.
Oh, man.
If you want to find ways in general to keep your data usage low or just keep track of how much data you use each month, you can go to deemable.com and search for data usage.
There you go.
Yeah, and the first three segments that pop up are all about keeping your data usage low and how to track your data usage on your smartphone.
Yeah. Now, about this specific new feature in iOS 9 called Wi-Fi Assist, you may want to disable it if you don't have unlimited data or you don't want to bother with keeping a close eye on your data cap.
All right. So how do you do that, Ray? Walk us through it.
All right. Well, grab your iPhone.
Okay.
Open the Settings app, tap Cellular, and scroll all the way down to the bottom, which might take a long time depending on how many apps you have. If you're like me, your finger might get tired. Then all the way down at the bottom, you'll see a button next to the heading Wi-Fi Assist. Just turn that button off, and now you're done. You can close Settings.
Hey, before you do that, Ray, what were all those green checkboxes that you just scrolled by super fast?
Oh, well, all of those are all the apps that I've authorized to use cellular data.
So all of those apps are using your data plan and could be eating up Walter's data cap as well.
Ooh, that's a good point, Tom. So while you're in there, Walter, scroll through those apps and see if any of the apps are using cellular data that don't need to be, especially apps that you don't use anymore.
And then you can watch YouTube without worrying.
Hey, if you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868 or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.